Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Thief steals car, but discovers note hidden in glove box for him. Written and read by Stacy Marshall. A woman took a photo of a note she left in her car and posted it online, and it's since gone viral. When you learn why she left the note, you'll understand why it went viral. She wrote the letter after having her vehicle stolen several times, but when the car thief finds the note hidden in her glove box, the joke was on him. This woman's car had been stolen repeatedly. Apparently, certain popular makes and models of car make them more popular for car thieves. Because they're a more common vehicle, the thieves who are up to no good know they can steal these cars to conduct their criminal activities, and afterward, the cars will be less likely to be remembered because there are so many similar cars on the road. Vehicles like Toyota Camry and Honda Accord are sometimes prone to be targeted because thieves know the cars will just blend in on the roads. Frustrated at the hassle of having to deal with police reports, towing companies, and the expense of retrieving her car from the towing company, the woman decided to take matters into her own hands to make her life a little easier. She may not be able to stop the thieves, she thought, but perhaps she could at least make getting her car back after the car theft a little less painful. So the woman wrote a letter to her future car thief, and she left the note in the glove box where she was sure they'd find it. Surprised car thief finds note addressed to him hidden in the glove box. "Hello," the letter read. "If you're reading this, you're probably stealing my car. I'm a nice person and likely would have given you a ride, but obviously we're past that. I would love to afford a car that doesn't get stolen and burglarized all the time, but I'm broke, and this is what I'm stuck with. So you got me again. You're not going to get into trouble for stealing my car. As long as you don't kill a pedestrian, you'll just leave this somewhere and go on about your business. Nobody investigates this tomfoolery. One quick favor. Please do not leave my car somewhere it will get towed. If I have to deal with one more impound lot holding my stolen Honda for ransom, I'm going to lose my mind. And my car, because I can't afford to keep bailing it out of car jail. If I had any money, I would just go buy a car that wasn't constantly getting stolen in the first place. Please, just leave my old car in a neighborhood or something. There's a note in this envelope. Just stick it on the dash or under the wiper. A passerby will see it eventually and call me, and then I can come get my car. No cops, no questions asked. I'm not even mad at you. It's a win-win. I don't have to deal with police reports, insurance claims, and tow trucks, and you don't have to feel like a jerk for ruining the month of a nice person. There are countless safe places to leave this thing. Drive the car. Take my first aid kit and emergency supplies in the trunk. My stereo is worthless. And just leave it in front of someone's house when you're through with it. Thank you. Enjoy your ride." Can you imagine his face when the car thief finds the note addressed to him hidden away in the vehicle? And as bizarre as her solution was, apparently it worked. Her vehicle was taken again, and this time she easily retrieved it from a quiet neighborhood street. What do you think of this woman's solution, and how would you have handled this situation?
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Dog barked nonstop at Biker until he followed and saw a brown towel that was wriggling. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. In this positive news story, a heroic dog saves a baby by leading a man to the newborn's location. If not for this fur angel, things could have had a tragically different outcome. Jonrello Rivella of the Philippines was riding his motorcycle when a dog ran up beside him. The pup frantically barked at Jonrello, but not in an aggressive manner. Jonrello could tell something wasn't right. It was like the dog was trying to tell him something. So the biker decided to hop off his motorcycle and follow the dog. As Jonrello Rivella followed behind, the dog made its way to a dump site. He weaved his way through the garbage and led the man right to a tiny, wriggling pile. And as Jonrello took a closer look, he couldn't believe what he saw. There, wrapped in a brown blanket, lay a newborn baby boy. Suddenly, the frantic barking made sense. The dog was doing everything he could to save this baby. And if not for the furry hero's actions, it's likely no one would have ever found the child. The location where the baby was found is isolated since it's on the top of a mountain, said Gia Yerbarda from Hope for Strays. The dog saved the baby by finding Jonrello, and now it was time for the biker to do his part in the rescue. He scooped the abandoned infant up and rushed the baby boy to the police department. There, the Department of Social Welfare took over and a medical evaluation confirmed the child was okay. At first, everyone thought the dog who saved the baby was a stray, and they wanted to reward the hero with a home. However, when local rescue organization Hope for Strays went looking for the pup, they discovered he already had a loving home. The hero's dog's name is Blackie, and his family loves him very much. But what the Hope for Strays staff quickly realized was Blackie's humans could use some help. They struggled to make ends meet, though always made sure to provide for Blackie and his furry siblings. No matter how hard life is, even though I'm poor, I feed all my dogs and take care of them well, Blackie's owner Kuya Linden said. Hope for Strays teamed up with another local organization, Caution Project, and with the help of the community, they showered Blackie's family with support. They received groceries, pet supplies, and other toys and goodies, because good humans should be rewarded too. What a beautiful thank you for the sweet dog who saved a baby. Blackie is a beautiful reminder that not all of God's angels wear wings. Many of them have fur, four legs, and a tail.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.